Blog Talk Radio.
A joyful shout.
Thank ya, Rastafari.
Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
Bless be ab ubu manfashadu adu amlak aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty, on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast, oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
የሰማይ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ፣ መንግስትህ ትምጣ፣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን። የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ። በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል። አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም።
The Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez and Amharic. After this manner therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6 verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune Zebesamayat, Yitkadas Semeka, Timsat Mengistika, Weikun Fekareka, Bekama Besamai Kamahu Bemedir, Sisayene, Zalele, Eletene, Habene Yom, Hedig Leni, Abesane, Wagagayene, Kemene Hineni, Nhedig Lezi Abesa Lene, Etabiane, Exio, Wisterman Sut, Allah Dehanene, Wabalehane, Imkulu, Okui, Ismi, Ziake, Yitamangis Hail, Wasabhat Laalam, Alam, Amen. Amharic, Abata Chinhoi, Besamaye Mitenor. سميك أدس من قصتهم تاع فكادة بسمعن هونج إنديهم بمدير تهون يألت إنجلاتنن ستانزاري بدلاتنن ميكربلن إن يامي بدلو يكرد منل عبتو ورفتنا نتاقبان ككفو هلو أرنين انجي من قصت يانتناتنا حايلم كبر مسغانا لزل آدمو آمين
Tefillah ha'adon. Abinu shebeshamayim yitakadesh shemicha tabor melakotecha. Ya'ise ritzonecha kebeshamayim na'ise be'aretz. Et lachem chukenu ten lanu hayom. Weselach lanu et ashamatenu ka'aisher selochim. Anchenu la'aisher ashmu lanu. Weal tabienu lide masa ki im chiltsenu min hara'a. Ki lacha hamamalaka wegebra wetifret leolame ulamiim. Amen.
Lachen, kach itpalelu atem. Avinu shebashamayim, itkadesh shimcha. Tavo malchutcha, yaseh retzoncha. כבשמיים, כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו, תן לנו היום. וסלח לנו על חטאינו, כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו, לחוטאים לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע. כי לך הממלכה, והגבורה, והתפארת, לעולמי עולמים. אמן. 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 אמן.
In pervert, came across the direct translation of the Lord's Prayer from Aramaic into English, and I just thought everyone needs to hear this. The Lord's Prayer that most people are familiar with is the translation from Aramaic to Greek to Latin and then into English. But this is the direct translation that archaeologists uncovered on a scroll from 1892. O cosmic birther of all radiance and vibration, soften the ground of our being and carve out within us a space where your presence can abide. Fill us with your creativity so that we may be empowered to bear the fruit of your mission. Let each of our actions bear fruit in accordance to our desire. Endow us with the wisdom to produce and share what each being needs to grow and flourish. Untie the tangled threads of destiny that binds us as we release others from the entanglement of past mistakes. Do not let us be seduced by that which will divert us from our true purpose, but illuminate the opportunities of the present moment. For you are the ground and the fruitful vision, the birth, the power, and fulfillment, as all is gathered and made whole once again. And so it is.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Greetings to everyone locked into Spiritual Vibrations with Jade and Rockin' Rocco for a non-stop reggae and dub. Run the first one, Rocco. Jah help us.
Nations rising against nations. Oh. Brothers killing brothers. Maybe the end has come. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come, thy will be
dawn on earth, as it is down way up in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses, like we do on them that do it against us. Thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever. Sing your praises to Jah. Jah help us, Jah help us, Jah help us, hallelujah. Jah help us, Jah help us, Jah help us, hallelujah. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it is done way up in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses, like we do one of them that do it against us. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever. Sing all your praises to Jah. Jah help us, Jah help us, Jah help us, hallelujah. Jah help us,
and welcome to all listeners worldwide.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it is done way up in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses, like we do on them that do it against us. Thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever. Sing on a joy, your praises to Jah.
Jah help us, Jah help us, Jah help us, hallelujah. Jah help us, Jah help us, Jah help us, hallelujah. Jah help us, Jah help us, Jah help us, hallelujah.
Up next, Jah help us. Adam Kingpin, where is Jah? Vibration.
Where is Jah?
Money make the mare gallop.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Let lechem chukenu ten lanu hayom uslach lanu al chatareinu kemo shesolechu gam anahu lachotem lanu.
Tefillah ha'adon, Abinu shebes shemayim yitakadesh shemicha taboa melakotecha, ya'ise ritzonecha kebes shemayim na'ise be'aretz. Et lachem chukenu ten lanu hayom, weselach lanu et ashamatenu ka'aisher selochim, anchenu la'aisher ashmu lanu. Weal tabienu lide masa ki im chiltsenu min hara'a. Ki lacha hamamalaka wegebra wetifret leolame ulamiim. Amen.
Lachen, kach itpalelu atem. Avinu shebashamayim, itkadesh shimcha. Tavo malchutcha, yase retzoncha kevashamayim. כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו על חטאינו כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו לחוטאים לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע, כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן. אמן. אמן.
Patrick Mijerano Benzigo. Work out from the fire and you never get burned. Yeah, yeah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive those the justice against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all those evils. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Yeah. Patrick B. Sharon of Bendigo, we're cast in the fire and they never get burned. Yeah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all those evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever, forever and ever, yeah. For and glory, y'all. Patrick Misha, Patrick Misha, round of Bendigo. Gap from the fire, gap from the fire, round the never get burned. Yeah. Danny will gap from the lion then, and yes, he will deliver. Yeah. All the way be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation. Yeah, forgive those who trespass against us. Bedrick Misha, Bedrick Misha, Bedrick Misha, round a Bendigo. We'll cast through the fire and the little bit burn.
Hey, Tembe Salam, Shabbat Shalom.
Tembe Salam, Tembe Salam, Tembe Salam,
Tembe Salam.
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Tembe peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Yes, I and I Rastafari Creed, known as the Credo. We call that part of I and I Liturgy, Kadase, I and I Sacred Service, right there. And one of the themes there was forgiveness. Forgiveness, the theme. Even today's daily psalm has that theme of forgiveness. But also there's a reflection of the pattern. As Josh says to Moshe, and we should take heed to what he said to Robain, or I and I Master, that take heed, see that you do all things according to the pattern. So we're looking at the pattern recognition right here, 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 in the third book of Moses, the Hebrew book known as Leviticus, the handbook of the priests. And it's not because I and I seek, as some of the Jews and some Yehudi, they seek to rebuild the physical temple and to resume the burnt offerings of the debtors of the animals. But we know better, according to the King of Kings highway, the teaching of Ketamari HaDeSelassie's divine majesty, the new and the living way that he has consecrated for I and I. Interesting, the theme of consecration. Consecration, the Hebrew has the idea of filling, especially with Aaron and sons, or with the Hebrew Christians, the Meshachawiyan, the Meshachim. In other words, they are the only anointed ones in the camp. We are emphasizing that particular point there, because in the New Covenant, the Brit Chadash, the Adis Kidan, this is something that is a seen, Chabarim, and is focused on within the scripts, within the narrative of the New Testament, especially in the epistle to the Hebrews. So it behooves us, right, to take heed to the pattern and to recognize the pattern. So here, even with Our Father prayer, I'd like to go into that a little bit more, even comparing, seeing a contrast and a comparison with the Hebrew and the Ethiopic, the Ge'ez. In fact, in the Amharic, we have Abatachinhoi Besamaya Mitunor, the church prayer, but in His Majesty's Bible, Besamayat Yemitunor Abatachinhoi. In the Ge'ez, Abuna Sheba Shemayim, Sheba Shemayim, Our Father Abuna. So Abuna, on one to one use Abuna, churchically speaking, it speaks to Our Father. So we say Abuna Zeba Shemayim, Zeba Shemayim. In the Hebrew, we have Abinu, Abinu Sheba Shemayim. So we have Abuna Zeba, right, Semayat, the Ge'ez. Here we have Abino. But what's interesting, I listened to the creed, just there, right there, the creed, right? Princess shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia, shall stretch forth her hands to God. The way he says it is like God's, in the sense of the Elohim sense. But what's interesting is that after the prayer we have in Matthew chapter 5, right here, right, Matthew chapter 5, all right, let's look at this right here. Okay, yeah. All right, so after the prayer that we have right here in Matthew chapter 5, just making sure the prayer is here, yeah, chapter 5 at verse 14, it says, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." But if, same key operative word in the third book of Moses, third book of the Torah in Leviticus, the handbook of the priests, if is a conditional, if. Therefore, if one would seek to sacrifice among the children of Israel, this is the way, not the molten calf way, not the pseudo so-called golden calf way, but if one would seek to sacrifice, therefore they shall do it in covenant keeping, this way that Jah outlines according to the pattern that we have in Leviticus. But there's a principle, there's a Hebrew, we call this a karma, for lack of a better word, a karma principle, a like for like, is a like for like principle. For if, you don't have to, but if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also will. So he will forgive, right, if we forgive. But if ye, y'all, right, forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now let's put this into context, because first, right, to the Yehudi, the Jews, even I and I are the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, and then to the other nations. So for the other nations, right? This is not, what is that focus here, even in the words of Yeshua. First, he's focusing on his disciples. First, he's focusing on the lost sheep of the house of Israel, right? Because they are the light to the other nations. But just to zoom in on this principle of forgiveness, the like-for-like principle, even in the offering of the chayim, the insisoch, the animal, the living creature types, there is a like-for-like, even based on that word sound of the eye for eye and tooth for tooth. This is expressing the Hebraic principle of karma, or like for like, right? Like for like, to maintain that shalom, to maintain that balance, to balance, in other words, the equation. Just to bring that out right there. I'd like to focus a little bit more on both the prayer that we have in Matthew chapter 5, as well as the teaching. There's the Midrash, or Yeshua's teaching on prayer. So after they asked him how to pray, right, and he said, well, this is how you shall pray, he then gave a teaching, right? So the teachings of His Majesty. But here, let's ride up today's daily psalm. Without further ado, first the Royal Amharic, and as we have time right here, whether in this service or in the first day service coming up at the 1 a.m. Iowa for the Sunday service, first day service, we'll go into a little bit more right here. But here, today's daily psalm.
Thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Boom again, Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 32.
Mizmor lamed bet le David maskil.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven.
Ashre nesui pesha.
Whose sin is covered.
Kesui hataa.
Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity.
Ashre Adam.
And in whose spirit there is no guile.
Lo yachshov Adonai lo avon.
When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart, 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 upright in heart.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Yes, Shalom, Sendet Salam, Tainai Stalin. Psalm for this day, Psalm 32, 32nd Psalm for this this season, Conan Gregorian, Conan Gregorian, we're in a new year. So once again, Melkam Adis Ahmed, a new civil year, as we're coming to the conclusion of the ecclesiastical or the churchical year, coming up to the Rosh Hashanah. Now the psalm for this day, right, for the Friday, as we are going into the eve and looking forward to the eve, right here, the eve of this Sabbath right here. The 32nd psalm, a psalm of David, or Dawid, it's a maskil, right, a maskil. Let's get this right here. So we have Bamarinya and the Inglesinya right here. A couple of first words was previously presented. Because sometimes we just begin off those first words and have to just touch on a few things here and there and there and there and what's rightful in this time. So let's go through Psalm 32, right? Psalm 32 right here, just to keep good discipline. And it's interesting because Psalm is actually known as or referred to as happiness of the forgiven. And just thinking about the Selichot, I beg Jarrah Safari pardon that audio right there. And also, there was one correction when we was going through the Our Father prayer, the Abinu Shabbat Shamayim. In the Hebrew, we had focused on the two verses after the Amen, right, where Yeshua, he reemphasized where the Moshiach, where Adon HaShabbat, right, Yesus HaMashichu, or Moshiach HaMoshiach Yeshua, he focused on the forgiveness part of the what's known as the Our Father, right, the Our Father prayer. He focused on the forgiveness part. And I think the verse that we had read just quickly in the Hebrew, it was actually the part about our debts, right, forgive us our debts or our trespasses as we forgive one another. Now, the Scofield has a little note there, and the note is, it's correct if you are coming from a Gentile, if you're a Gentile, but for one who is a Yehudi, or we as the ones lost now found, well, to whom more is given, more is required. And it basically, we'll give you a note right here now, since it's connected with this particular psalm, which is called Happiness of the Forgiven, the New Relation Concerning Prayer. Kedus Mateus Wengel Me'eraf, so this chapter 6, the block here is from 8 to 15 in the Metzav Kedus of Negus and Neges. The Book of the Seven Seals from 7 to 15. The block study right here that we'll call the New Relation Concerning Tzelot Tefillah, Bebrayis, Be'ebrit, Tefillah, or Tzelot Bamarinya Prayer. And right here, here's a footnote. He says, this is legal ground. There's a footnote here in the Scofield Study Bible in the Inglesinya. This is legal ground. As a CF the confer, compared with Ephesians 4 and 32, and they said, which is grace. And the reading says, under law, Torah, forgiveness is conditioned upon a like spirit in us. They say, under grace, we are forgiven for Moshiach's sake and exhorted to forgive because we have been forgiven. Then it says, see Matthew XVII, Matthew, that's 18:32, and XXVI, that is 26:28, the note right there. Well, since chapter 6 come before chapter 18 and chapter 26, we'll first see this right here. Now, some will see where it says this is legal ground, and they'll be like, oh, you've been too legalistic. Let me just show how Moshiach, he says that, you know, think not, right? You know, don't be thinking like they be thinking, right? That he's come to destroy or do away with HaTorah. He's come to fulfill it, right? So, yes, it is legal ground, right? It is lawful ground. Remember, many will come to him and say, Lord, Lord, I don't, right? We have done all these things in your name. And he'll say, get away from me, you lawless. Or you say, you workers of iniquity. That's iniquity is that which is outside of law, right? So this is legal ground, yes. But now, the part that we did read was verse, in the Hebrew, was 13, verse 13. So this is kind of a little follow-up, because afterward I was like, shit. Because, you know, we're already at the hour mark. Not making an excuse, but just pointing out to how that happened. We already acknowledged, you know, Salahana, Salika, you know, I and I bad right there, that when we read it, we implied that, oh, the same word was in there because we was actually reading verse 13 where it says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Something that we need to pray on, you know, and really accept that the Yay and Amen, Bahashem Yeshua, is active, is Yay and Amen, and in effect. What's our Hebrew? I think we just had it over here. Got a couple of books open in front of I and I just to share with you the verse that we did not read, right, which is actually the main verse that we... There we come right here. Need to get a couple more copies of the Hebrew. I know, oh, man, page get a little folded up. You know, get a couple more copies of the Hebrew New Testament. It's a good study. You know, it's a very, very good study. All right, okay, so the Hebrew, we're going from low degrees to high degrees in His Majesty, all right, by Hashem Yeshua. And so we start with the English, then where applicable, the Hebrew, study the koine, the Greek, in the context of the Hebrew. That's why the Hebrew New Testament is very important. And whenever in doubt, we go the Royal Amharic route. Amen? Amen. All right. That's the way. Just point that out. That's the way. That's the ordinance in this discipleship and in this yeshiva, right? This school of thought, right? This line of tribe of Judah, LOJ school. All right. So here's the verse right here. So verse, let's get to this. Psalm 32 coming up. But first up, Matthew 6. Right, Matthew 6. And before one's busy learning it in the Hebrew or even the Amharic, please spend time on at least getting a peshat in the English. Because some people will say, oh, some brothers be like, someone's be like, I don't want to learn the English because English such and such and such. So how it's just saying first step, right? Line upon line and precept upon precept. And where are we drawing that from? We're drawing that from. So I think the teaching here is going to be on the theme of the psalm as well as the theme of this season, the Teshuvah season, Teshuvah, Shuv, you know, the return, the repentance season, as we're looking forward to the finding of the true cross, actually. You know, when you think about that, how that also corresponds with this particular season, this repentance season, this also coming up with the Yom Kippur as well. So precept, right, precept upon precept. That's Isaiah 28. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there, right, here a little and there a little. That is Isaiah 28 and 10, right, 28 and 10, right there, Isaiah 20. So precept upon precept, precept upon precept. And we have brought this out with that other doc right there. Let's see if we can get this other doc. Where's the book? Okay, here we go right here, 28 and 10. This is what it means, you know, here a little, there a little, rightly dividing the word, you know, rightly explaining the division. In that sense is, okay, you see how we point to that right there? So now we're going to point to this right here, right? Rightly dividing the word, 10, for it is precept by precept. This is coming from a more direct Hebrew translation, right? Now, the Hebrew original sounds like the mocking of nursery rhymes in the Hebrew or the stammering of drunkards. Tzau l'tzau, tzau l'tzau, k'au l'k'au, k'au l'k'au, z'er sham. Zarsham, for it is precept by precept, precept by precept, line by line, line by line, here a little, there a little. Tzau l'tzau, tzau l'tzau, k'au l'k'au, k'au l'k'au, zarsham, zarsham. Right? For with stammering lips and with a strange tongue, shall it be spoken to this people, to whom it was said, this is the rest, this is the rest, give ye rest to the weary, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. Yet they would not hear. So the word, right, the Debar Yahweh, the word of he who be who he be, is to them, au lekau. Kau lekau. No, it's au lekau. Au lekau. Kau lekau. Kau lekau. Za'er sham. Za'er sham. precept by precept, precept by precept, line by line, here a little, there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and sneered and taken. Now, why does it say that right there? Because if ones don't want to get the discipline, then it's like, up them, you know what I'm saying? Let them fall backward. Let them get offended. Let them go away. Go away. Wherefore, hear the word of Yahweh. Right, Yahweh, he who be. People say, why do you say it like this, like that? Well, first of all, what's the word to you? Zer sham. Hear the debray Yahweh. Hear the word of he who be who he be, scoffers. The ballot mongers of the people which is in Jerusalem. Right? And now it goes even forward into another very important part of this prophecy, where the lost black and brown, lost found black and brown sheep, but both the lost and the found, where we're at right now, you know, because many are saying they made a covenant with death, right, and with lies. Let's go on. It says, because y'all have said, we have made a covenant with death. This is how we live now. This is what it is. You talk about the Bible, talking about the past. And with the netherworld are we at agreement. When the scourging scourge shall pass through, it shall not come to us. They think they're exempt. For we have made lies our refuge. They made lies their refuge and falsehood, they say, have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus saith Adonai Yahweh, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a costly cornerstone of sure foundation. He that believeth, he that me'amin, right, ha-me'amin, lo, yahesh, he that me'amin, he that believes, trust, has a high credit rating and the teaching of his master, shall not make haste. A lot of ones are hasty, you know, and wasty, you know. Any devil, any demon, you know, any fool emotion can. Now, some don't like that, but anyway. What do we say? Zer sham. So just put that right there in your notes as well, right there. Just some of the basics, all right? Just some of the basic, the basics, the basics. So let's go through this basic right here in connection with happiness. Are you happy? You know, I hope that reason didn't make you sad. Did that make you sad? Well, that means you got some stones, you know, you got like some hard-headedness, some rocks there, some thistles, or you let the seed fall on the wayside. You're not putting it in the proper place. You're not receiving it in the proper place in his grace. So the word right here for, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, right? Now, some translation has, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Some people say in the Mandela effect. No, for real, they say in the Mandela effect. They recall it used to read, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive our trespasses, or, you know, or something like that. Others say they didn't remember the debts. They didn't remember that it was debts. That's what the Mandela effect. But what is the Mandela effect? Well, it's just that we had to end the history. Right, we're at this time and time and dividing of time. We're at this dividing line, right? And you can see, well, hopefully you are able to perceive this dividing line, right? Like Yeshua said, think not that he comes to bring peace like the world. You know, you separate families, the nearest of one. This is the fleshy. He's separating all that flesh-ish, right? But the word here in the Hebrew is u-salach, or ve-salach, u-salach lanu. Right, u salach lanu, right, and forgive salach lanu, right, you know, li, salach li, forgive me, pardon I, salach li, you know, it says, u ore salach lanu, for us, lanu, et, right, et chobotenu, our debt, chobotenu, right, See, the point here is usalach, right? But more correctly pointed from our studies, right, and groundation, it'd be resalach. But in a lively pace, of speakers, you know, native speakers, it could sound like Usalach, 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 Usalach Lanu et Hobotenu. Ka'asha, Ka'asha, Ka'asha like, Ka'asha, right? Salach, Salachnu, Salachnu, or like or as, we, right? Gam, also, right? As we also forgive, right? As we forgive also, right? Lanu, Slika, 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 right here. Where's this? Where's it? We're not using the yard right here. Okay. Okay, gam, yeah, gam. Gam lanu. Right, where is this right here? Okay, here we go, here we go. Slika, let's come again. So, usalach lanu et chobotenu ka'asha salach, salachnu gam anachnu, anachnu, we, right, le chayabeinu, 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 and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, right, or those who, like, have debts, who are holding out debts against us. But you can clearly hear where salach, the first word of forgive us. So, usalach lanu. Forgive us, salach lanu, forgive us, salach li, forgive me, salach lanu, forgive us. So it was there, we was actually at the other line, right, or the line that is, that, I think the line that follows, we was actually at the line that follows where it's, we'ala te bienu, right, lide, I think that was at the next line where we were saying, and lead us not into temptation, right there. But just with that word right there, I was listening to it, you know, we heard that part and we said, oh, chant. So he said, all right, as is our, you know, way when we find ourselves in error or, you know, especially unintentional error, he said, let's come forward and just make that mention. You know, I'm not going to wait for somebody who understands even, you know, more than some of y'all might understand now and say, hey, you made an error there. No, we come forward and say, you know, salach lanu salach li, you know, salach li, salach li, salach li. You could say it as you want to, you don't have that just yet, salach li, you know, salach li, you know, forgive me, salach lanu, forgive us. Right? So I thought that was interesting, especially with today's psalm, Psalm 32, right? Psalm 32, the psalm for this day. So that's this word here on kind of the update or the correction of the I beg Jah Rastafari pardon, and I beg I and I brothers and sisters, I beseech you, you know, like the salachla, you know, salachna, right, salachna, you know, salach lanu, salach li, you know, forgive I. So let's take a brief pause for the cause, a little Selah moment, and the happiness of the forgiven. Psalm 32, up and coming, little Selah moment is in order. Once again, thank Jah Rastafari. It is Friday. Shabbat Shalom. Senbet Salam. 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 Senbet
Salam. Thank Jah Rastafari.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips will he speak to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Sembet Salam. Today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 32, and then we had a little highlight from Psalm 130 with the Salach Lanu, forgive us, Salach Lanu, or if some still working on the Chet, that particular word, sound, opening of the mouth, Salach, some might, Salach, Salach, but actually the letter is Salach, Salach Lanu, Lanu for us, or Salach Li, Salach Li, saying forgive me, but here. Here in the season, the time right here, we're going to write up the Royal Amharic first, right? Actually, we're going to write up the English, and then we're going to segue to the Royal Amharic and then get into a little more of the Hebrew study and also how this psalm and these psalms are found within the Brit Chadasha. Very, very interesting when we start to see the different quotes in the New Testament scripture from where they occur and also the Royal Order, Ethiopian Hebrews, also the sabbatical studies. It kind of points to the tribe. It kind of points to the season. We can really even see where certain things were said in certain seasons, because according to the Yehudi tribe, some things are said, some things are done in different times, in different seasons. Here, we are beginning the sabbatical study year with Bereshit again, as we fulfill the Simchat Torah, and wow. So much has gone on over there in the States, right? But we pray, you know, for our family and our brothers and sisters over there, the Afro-Israelites and also the Afro-Palestinians as well, because, you know, even when things get bad for people in general, it gets much worse for I and I. But here, we reverse the curse by Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Let's ride up right here, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order, Psalm 32, Dub Y.
Psalm 32.
Mishmor lamedbet le David Masri.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven.
Ashre nesui pesha.
Whose sin is covered.
Kesui hata'a.
Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity.
Ashre Adam.
And in whose spirit there is no guile.
Lo yachshov Adonai lo avon.
When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. Moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto thee. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle as they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked.
But he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous. Shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart, upright in heart, upright in heart, upright in heart.
Shabbat shalom,
Shabbat
shalom,
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Keep us the teachings of His Majesty, for we no one, no devil.
Ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Full reprint document, Lion of Judah, the College Press, the printing. A couple of highlights and notes right here. We have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 32. A couple of highlights and
Shema Yisrael, hear, O Yisrael.
Yisrael.
Yisrael. Yisrael.
Full reprint document, Lion of Judah, the College Press, the printing. A couple of highlights and notes right here. We have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 32. A couple of highlights and notes right here. We have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 32. Happiness, seeing the happiness of the forgiven. The happiness of the forgiven, or the blessedness. Often in translations we have the blessedness of the forgiven, today's daily psalm. Now, as we have touched on before, we have this wonderful reprint document, Lion of Judah, the College Press, the printing. We have the books and archives available. This one here, the New Testament quotations collated with Hebrew Old Testament scriptures by one named Henry Gugh. G-O-U-G-H, and we have reprinted this right here, in this particular document right here, New Testament quotations, right, collated with the scriptures of the Old Testament, or the Brit Chadash, the Renewed Covenant, collated with the Brit Shana, in the original Hebrew, and the version of the LXX, or the Septuagint, the Koine Greek, and with the other writings, apocryphal, Talmudic, and classical, cited or alleged to be so, and has some excellent notes as well as an index here. Now, this is one of these older books, right, more classic books and works right here, just looking through this and seeing if we have a date or a time, just to share a date or a time when this was printed and published. This was originally a private print, but then Isla Iris had to share this with the fam, original Hebrew and version of LXX, other writings, 1855. Here we go, 1855. So New Testament quotations, because many ones say, well, they like the New Testament. Right, but they can't really deal with the Old Testament. And it's interesting because the majority of what we have within the Brit Chadasha, or the New Testament, the Hadis Kidan, Mitzahis, the books of the New Testament, are in reference to the Brit Yeshana. We especially notice that within the Psalms, even the daily Psalms. So often in going through, you know, the studies of the Psalm, as Psalm 1 says, and Psalm 1 has a very important key with today's daily Psalm, Mizmor Lamed Veit, the 32nd Psalm, the happiness of the forgiven. Right. What does it have in common is the opening word sound, ashrei, ashrei, right? Or happy, happiness, ashrei, ashrei.
Nesuya Pesha'a. Kasuya Chita'a. Happy Ashrei Adam Lo Yachishov Yahuwah Laua. Ha'on, ha'on. Blessed. This is how the KJV often translates. Blessed. Then we have italicized. Is he whose, outside of vitalization, transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed. Or Ashrei, happiness. The man, Adam. Ashrei, Adam. Happy, Adam. Adam is happy. Happy is the man to whom Yahweh, Jehovah, imputeth or inputeth. Inputeth not, does not input iniquity. Very, very interesting, this psalm as we have it. But the key word here, the Ashrei, first psalm, Ashrei Ha'ish, often translates, blessed is the man. Now, there's two different senses in the translation of blessed. There's blessed, the Baruch, blessed, even within the Torah portion in this season, and Ki Tavo, the Baruch, right, blessed is the man. And that's a different blessed sense than the Ashrei. Ashrei is happy. We said before, one can be blessed. The idea of bless from the barek, bareke, both to bend the knee, but also to multiply, barekete, to multiply, right, to increase. Right? So one may be blessed, but is one Ashrei, is one happy. Now, the Ge'ez provides us a very important key. We have the Bitsu'an, right? Bitsu'an for Ashrei in the first instance, and the Bitsu'i. And this comes from the sense of one who is devoted, I voted, or vowed. So the same word sense, Ashrei, is used in the Brit Chadasha, the New Testament scriptures, where Ha'adon, Yeshua, where Robeinu, Rabboni, Robeinu, Yeshua, where he says the Beatitudes. He declares the Constitution. You see, the Constitution for the kingdom, for the heavenly kingdom, or the kingdom of the heavens, declaring that Constitution, blesses the man, or happiness. So the sense, the context is not the Baruch context of bless in that sense, but it's this sense of the Ashrei, as we have in the first verse. So update this, Chabarim, go look into it for the item itself so you can know this for yourself, that the first psalm, Ashrei Ha'ish, that's what gives us the context and the key right here. But now, in looking through this particular psalm and the connection with the Berit Chadasha, we have Romans chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. So this sense of the happiness is one who is vowed and keeps their word, right? Keeps that word that proceedeth from and through their lips, from their heart, heartically. One who is vowed in the Ethiopic sense of the Bitsu'an. So looking up that word, we find that, and also the priests are often titled, you know, in the bishops and in the church, right? So it's the Ethiopic and the Orthodox churches, bishops are given this title, like, you know, the blessed, you know, his excellency, and the term often in the language is the bitsui, right? The bitsui, right? Which is the same word in the Ge'ez, or Rit, or Torah, for the Nazir, the Nazir sense, or the one who vows. So the basic principle is that sense of vowing. Of one giving their word, the plighted word, word, sound, power. One's word is their bond. So the happiness, so the connection with word is interesting here, as we are in Devarim, Debarim, the words, Eile HaDebarim, first words of Deuteronomy, these, Eile HaDebarim, these are the words. Also that word Debarim refers to the 10 words, Asaret HaDebarim, the 10 words often interpreted or called the 10 commandments. Literally, it's one command with 10 articles. Thus, Yaakov or James, the first bishop of the church at Yerushalayim, right and exact in the epistle of James, of Yaakov, where he said if you break one, you break them all, because it's one, we can say it's one command revealing the pure will. This is why Garmawi Nagus Nagest, of all that he could have said, his advice, not just to young people, yes, but to all, is to fulfill the Asaret HaDebarim, the 10 words, Debarim, in the beginning, was the word. Very, very important right here, when we look at this psalm that we have here, in Romans chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, where it says, even as David, also described the blessedness of the man to whom Elohim, the true good, the true God, imputeth or inputeth righteousness without works, Lemor saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins, uckeries, are covered. bless Ashrei Adam, bless Adam, the man to whom Yahweh, Jehovah, will not impute or input chatiyat, input akari sin, forfeiture, lack. Then we have the next verse, which says, with ein b'rucho remia, and in whose spirit, b'rucho, in whose spirit, we'ein, no, there is no, we'ein, b'rucho remia, there is no guile. Remember in John's Gospel, and here we have entered in this new Ethiopian Kingdom of God new year, 2012 year, it's the year of Johannes, Kedus Johannes, one Galawi, of John the Evangelist, the good news proclaimer. And in his gospel, the gospel according to Kedus Johannes, chapter 1, verse 47, he said, behold, an Israelite indeed, right, in whom is no guile. Now this is Johannes quoting, right, and giving his witness of the words of Ha'adon, Ha'adawan Yeshua, of Geta Yesus, right, speaking to Andreas, Andrew, right, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. So we have these two verses here that point and link to today's daily psalm, to Psalm 32. Romans chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, and John's Gospel chapter 1, verse 47. So what's the significance of this, especially here in this particular season? As we look at this, as this psalm applies to the fall festival season, right? How it's even linked with that finding of the true cross or meskel, right? How it's also linked with the yom, the day of HaKippurim, of the atonement. It's not just Yom Kippur, as many Jews say, but the scriptures, Torah, remind us not just Kippur, it's HaKippurim, the day of the atonement, the at-one-ment, at one man's tau, tav, one man's T, the marking the spot, the X, the T, the tav, at one man's cross, at one man's mark. So right here in today's daily psalm, the Ashrei, Ashrei connected with happiness, Hebraically speaking. This word in the G'ez is connected with the B'tzu'an and the B'tzu'e, right? From the G'ez root sense of the vowed one, one who has a vow. Right, the vow, the words of thy mouth, the meditation of thy heart, may they be humbly acceptable in the eyesight, oh, thy strength, thy redeemer. Today's daily psalm and also more in Romans chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, speaking on justification. See, this word justification and righteousness, in a legal sense, we say ratification. The ones might not understand, and maybe ones do, that sense of a law being ratified, but justification, righteousness being justified, right? Like almost being acquitted, right? In that sense, being vindicated. But justification by faith illustrated in the epistle to Rome Sooch, right? The epistle to the Romans. We have that as the first theme, touching on this section where we have this quote, even here, justifying faith defined. In other words, the emuna, that subjective faith, focus on the objective of faith being a justifying, a faith that makes one's right, the faith, emuna, imnet, amene, to admit, even in the coin of Greek we have pistis, right, what one think or admit as being true or the truth. See, that's the key right there with even the sense that we have here within both the psalm, and as Hawaria Paulos, the Apostle Paul, Rav Shaul, brings it out for us here in the Epistle to the Romans. But to him that worketh not, but we have this word believeth or believeth or ameneth, credit. Even from the Greek correspondent pistis brings out the sense of credit, to credit something, to admit that it's true or truthful, or to think of it as being true or truthful. So what is your iritical credit rating? And this is a time to build up I credit rating, right? Or I faith, the emuna, the imnet, the admittance, the yea and the amen on him that justifieth, that maketh right, the ungodly, the not jar-like, or the ungodly, his faith, his admittance, what he admits as being true, his truth, his trust, his faith, is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man to whom Elohim imputeth righteousness without works. Now we have to get a sense on what is being spoken of here. Because one might hear about works, and then when one says, well, do your works, one might get confused. Is the works of the law, right? Like the various different the sacrifices for Chatiyat, for Ukkari and other things, the debtors, the goats, you know, but as a type, iritically, spiritually, is where we are looking at the spot, because the X finding of the true cross marks the spot, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. That's interesting, whose lawlessness, that iniquity is the lawlessness, pesha, nisui, to lift up. The sense in the Hebrew to forgive in today's psalm is the lifting up, because chatiyat and the pesha and lawlessness and transgression, it's a heavy, heavy, heavy load. It's a burden to the soul, to the nefesh, to the psyche in mind. So when it says right here that ashrei, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose lawlessness, transgression is lifted up, the burden of lawlessness. It's a heavy, heavy load, the guilt and the guiltiness that rests upon consciousness. And whose sins are covered, whose sins, kasui chita'a, whose ukkaris, right, are covered. So that the judge, when he sees, right, he does not see that they have been covered over, right? That's the sense even right there of the Yom HaKippurim, but in the fullness of the finding, in the innermost of the innocence, the true meskel, the true cross, the X that marks the spot. Blessed is the man to whom Yahweh, to whom Jehovah Adonai will not input chatiyat. See, because in putting that chatiyat, that right there, it'll mess up your credit rating. But really, it's based on if you have a messed up credit rating, a lack of yea and amen in the truth concerning he who be who he be, that there can and does adversely affect, right, whether or not, right, this word is a rhema word. You have to find that spot. And what did Dawid reveal in today's daily psalm? The steps, right, the steps of that return, the steps of repentance. So this is an excellent psalm right here in the prepping, preparing, getting I iritical credit rating, right, straight, so we can enter in the gate. It won't be incredible, right, but very, very credible. See, incredible have no credit, have no faith, no yea and amen, but having the yea and amen and building it up, even here in the season with 11 or so days still to go in the season to the Maskal and also the Rosh Hashanah. Yes, I, Rastafari, Hasaket, Ushma, Yisrael. Keep silent and hear, O Yisrael. For the sages, they link the idea of becoming a nation with the study of HaTorah. Hasaket, Ushma, Yisrael. Keep silent and hear, O Israel. Implying that Torah, John's direction, instruction, the da'at, the data, the gnosis, the knowledge with Ainai identity of who we be, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, chosen nation, chosen people, 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 chosen people.
Yes, good thing. No, good man out his treasure, some things old, some things new, but all things true here, applying to the psalm here. Also into the self-same season, the study of Torah, John's direction, instruction, and becoming, being a nation and nationality.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
But many of I and many of us have not fulfilled that as of yet and have not taken his advice. So therefore, what does the Messiah say to we and for we, and what should we also say for others as we focus on from Our Father prayer? Forgive.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Although them again we will never, never, never trust. Them not know what them do. They go to Yai while I'm sticking like glue. Blinking green while they're plotting for you.
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
May I tell them I know.
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
hungry Indian, wanna be the chief. See the man till he's full, but he still want me. In the streets, chat the teeth off my feet. Why for you to increase, I must decrease. If I treat you kindly, doesn't mean that I'm weak. You hear me speak and think I'm gonna take it to the streets. I know enough cats that don't turn the other cheek, but I try to keep it civilized like Mandalik and other African stars. Observing stars with war scars. Get yours with capitalistic systems. So many quarter got what you can't list them. How you gonna idolize the missing? Survivors to stay alive in the face of opposition. Even when they come in, gunning, I stay in position. I don't know the mission since conception. Let's free the people from deception. If you're looking for the answers, then you gotta ask the questions. And when I let go, my voice echoes through the ghetto. Sick of men trying to pull strings like the pedal. Why black people always be the ones to settle? March through these streets like the weather.
Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 O Yisrael. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Melchizedek, Mizmor Lamed Beit, Mizmor Lamed Beit, Mizmor Lamed Beit. Psalm 32, Psalm XXXII. Le David Maskil Ashrei Nesuya Pesha Kasui Chata'a of David. Le David Maskil. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is pardoned. Ashreya Nesuya Pesha'a Kusuya Chata'a. Happy Ashrei is he whose transgression is forgiven. Ashreya Nesuya Pesha'a, whose sin, whose uckery is pardoned. Kusui Chata'a. First verse, Hebraically, of today's daily psalm, happiness of the forgiven. The word maskil in the superscription, maskil le David, maskil, is to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Proverbs 15:24. The way of life is above to the wise.
Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal, Proverb of Solomon, chapter 15, verse 24. Orach Chaim Le Ma'elah Le Masakil. The path of life goeth upward for the wise. Orach Chaim, the path of life, of lives. Orach Chaim Le Ma'elah Le Masakil. The way of life, the path of life is above to the wise. Orach Chaim Le Ma'elah Le Masakil. To men who look up to Shamayim, to heaven. Thus also in Psalm 44 verse 1, to the eternal God of the sons of Korah, Maskil. Mizmor Mim Dalet, Mizmor Mem Dalet, Psalm 44, Psalm XLIV. La Menatzeyach, Libne Korach, Maskil. To the eternal God, La Menatzeyach, of the sons of Korah, Libnei Korach, Maskil. This means that when the sons of Korah, the Bnei Korach, looked up to Shamayim, to the heavens, they escaped. As scripture says, even in Psalm 34, Hebraically verse 6, where it reads, they looked above to him and were radiant, and their faces shall never be confounded. Hebitu elayo we naharu. They looked to him, to be too Elayo, and were radiant with Naharu, and their faces, Uafinehem, shall never be abashed. Allah Yechibaru. But their father, who did not look up to Shamayim, to heaven, and Datan and Abiram also, they went down alive into the pit, as is said even in Bamidbar in Numbers, Numbers chapter 16, verse 33, that reads, so they, and all that appertaineth to them, went down alive into the pit, and the earth, she closed up on upon them. Thus, you find that when David looked up to Shamayim, to heaven, he escaped and could say in the words of Psalm 55, Hebraically verse 24, thou, O God, bringest them down into the pit of destruction. Ve'ata Elohim Toridain Li'er Shachat. But thou the art Ve'ata Elohim wilt bring them down into the nethermost pit. Toridain Li'er Shachat. Christ in his kingly character. Thus also, after Nebuchadnezzar was driven from the midst of men, of humanity, you find that he said, according to the words of Daniel 4:31, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes to heaven, to Shamayim, and mine understanding returned to me. If even Harasha, the ratchet, the kufu, the wicked, who deserve extermination, but look up to Shamayim, to heaven, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, forthwith gives them pardon. How much more and more pardon, therefore, to Yisrael, to Israel, children of Abraham, of Yitzhak, and of Yaakov, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if they look up to Shemayim, if they look up to heaven. David said, I shall look up to heaven, to Shemayim. Thus hear, 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 in the opening words of today's daily psalm of David, Maskil. Blessed, happy is he whose transgression is forgiven. Lidawi Maskil. Ashrei Nesuiya Pesha'a. For he who looks up to Shemayim, to heaven, is one whose sin, whose ukkari, is pardoned. Kesuiya Chata'a. As it is said, and David looked above Maskil, and the Lord was with him, in 1 Samuel 18:14. And also it is said in 1 Samuel 18:15, when Saul saw that he looked above Maskil, he stood in awe of him. And how does one come to be a man whose sin, whose chatiyat, chata'ah, whose ukkari is pardoned? By telling his evil deeds and acknowledging each to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. So, David says, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Beit, Hebraically in the 5th verse, I acknowledge my sin to thee, the I, and mine iniquity have I not hid. Chataiti odika ve'oni lo akasiti. I acknowledge my sin, my ukkari, to thee, the I. Chataiti odika. And mine iniquity, wa eroni, have I not hid, lo kasiti, chataiti odieka, wa eroni, lo kasiti. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord inputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit, in whose irit, there is no guile. Hear, hear, hear. According to the 2nd verse, Hebraically, of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Beit. Ashrei Adam, lo yachshov Yahuwah, lo avon, v'ein beruchu remiyah. Blessed, happy is the man to whom Jehovah inputeth not iniquity. Ashrei Adam, lo yachshov Yehovah, 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 Yehovah,
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord.
Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, our rest. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibbur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arech, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Yahweh the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Lifne Yahweh, before he who be who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a Psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars, yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
I'll say, give unto Rastafari, O mighty, give unto Rastafari, glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and duty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace. Peace.
מזמור כ"ט, מזמור לדוד. הבו לאדוני בני אלים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז. הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום, 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 ושלום.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because within it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
Thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates.
For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Never. Psalm 32.
Mizmor lamed bet le David Maske.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven.
Ashre nesui pesha.
Whose sin is covered.
Kesui hataha. Mizmor lamed bet le David Maskil. Ashre nesui pesha. Kesui hataha. אשרי אדם לא יחשוב אדוני לו עוון, ואין ברוחו רמייה. כי החרשתי, בלו עצמי, ושאגתי כל היום. כי יומם ולילה תכבד עלי ידיך, נהפך לשדי וחרבוני קיץ אלה. חטאתי אודיעך, ועווני לא חיסיתי. אמרתי, אודה עלי פשעי לאדוני, ואתה נשאת עוון חטאתי, סלע. על זאת יתפלל כל חסיד אליך, לעת מצוא רק לשטף מים רבים. אליו לא ידיעו, אתה סתר לי, מצר תצרני, רמנה פלט, וסובבני סלע. אשכילך ואורך, בדרך זו תלך, יעצה עליך עיני. אל תהיו כסוס כפרת אין הבין, ומתק ורסן עדיו לבלום, בל קרוב אליך. רבים מכאובים לרשע, והבוטח באדוני חסד יסובבנו. שמחו באדוני וגילו צדיקים, והרנינו כל ישרי לב.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat.
And in whose spirit there is no God, with Ain Beruho Remia, Rav Hosea Ben Rav Yehuda said, when a man's repentance to Shuva is so complete that his heart is torn within him, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, forgives him. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said, the sins, the ukaris that a man confesses one year, he is forbidden to confess the next year. But if he repeats his sins, his ukaris, he must, of course, confess them again the next year. But if he does not repeat them, yet confesses them the next year, Scripture says of him, according to the words of Proverbs, the Mashal, Proverbs 26:11, as a dog returneth to his vomit, to a fool, so a fool repeateth his folly. Kaleba shava ala keoa, kasila shone be iwalto, as a dog, Kaleb,
returneth to his vomit. Shav alak el. So is a fool. Kaseel, kaseel. So is a fool that repeateth his folly. Kaseela shone bi iwalto. But the Rebbeinah, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah said, the sins, the ukaris, a man confesses one year, even though he does not repeat them, he should nonetheless confess again the next year. To fulfill the verse, even the verse in Psalm 51 and 5 that reads, I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me, and my ukari is ever before I. Kia fisha'aya ani eda'a where chataitiya negdiya tami. For I know, I acknowledge, I know, for I know my transgressions. Kia fisha'aya ani eda'a and my sin where chataiti is ever before me negdi tami. And what does Rav Eliezer Eliza make of the words, my sin is ever before me, that are cited by the Rebbeinah, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah? They mean, he says that a man should hold his sins, his ukaris ever before him, but that he need not keep speaking of them. Rav Pinchas Phineas said the name of Rav Abba Bar Papa, when you say you have nothing, no thing new to confess, boasting that this year you have no sins, no ukaris, you disdain the command of your Maker, as is written in Psalm 31 and 19. Still be the lying lips that to the righteous one in pride and with disdain speak of old sins. Te'lamna tiste shaker tadovrata alas adika adab. Make the lying lips be dumb. Telamna siste shaker, that speak arrogantly against the righteous. Ha dobrat alas adika atak, with pride and contempt. Bit gaiwa wabuz. And in the other reading of this verse, Hebraically, still be the lying lips that to the righteous one in pride and with disdain speak of old sins. Rav Huna taught in the name of Rav Abahu that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, said to Israel, to Yisrael, for your sake I wrote of myself that I am one who forgets, if such a thing is conceivable, for I am a God that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by transgression, according to Micah 7 and 18, for I am a God that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by transgression. I forget. Here we have noshe in the Hebrew, to pardon, and noshe, to forget, iniquity and transgression. Hence in saying, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah 49 and 15, these may be forgotten. Scripture means sins, ukaris may be forgotten. And in saying, yet will I not forget thee. This means that your good works will not be forgotten. Hence, here, David said, blessed, happy is he whose transgression is pardoned. Ashreya nisuya pesha. A further comment on today's daily psalm, Psalm 32, Hebraically, the second verse. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. Ashrei Adam lo yachshov yahuwa lo aon. Happy is the man to whom Jehovah counteth not iniquity, imputeth not iniquity. Ashrei Adam lo yachshov yahuwa lo aon. Provided, to be sure, that the man has done a good deed to offset the iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile, the verse goes on to say, and in whose spirit ve'ein b'ruchu remiya, and in whose spirit, in whose iris, ruchu, there is no guile, ve'ein b'ruchu remiya. That is, he must be a man whose prayer is not deceitful, a man whose study of Torah, Jah's directions, instruction of Torah, is not deceitful. Psalm 32, Hebraically, verse 3, because I kept silence, my bones waste away. Ki hecherashti balu itzamai. When I kept silence, my bones wore away. Ki hecherashti balu itzamai. Because I stifled my study of Torah, of Jah's direction, instruction, the teaching of His Majesty, because I stifled my study of Torah, therefore my bones waste away, and I groan in the humiliation of exile all the day long, as it is said, in my groaning all the day long, through my groaning all the day long. Bia sha'i gati kol hayom, through my groaning. Bia sha'i gati kol hayom, all the day kol hayom. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me, heavy upon I. Next verse of today's daily psalm. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon I. Kia yomam walaila. Tia kivad tikvad alai yadeka. For day and night thy hand, yadeka, was heavy upon I. Kia yomam walaila. Tia kivad alai yadeka. Rav Hose said the name of Rav Chia, thy hand, Yadeka, 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 clearly, the Ayad, Yadeka, clearly refers to his smiting, as in the words from Shemot, from Exodus 9 and 3, where it says, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle. As to the meaning of the second part of the verse, Rav and Rav Hose differed. One said that it means, he turned back to oppress, to downpress me, lishadi, as in the heat of summer. The other said that it means, the juice of my fat, lishadi, was so turned as to make me resemble things that wither in the summer. As, for instance, figs that dry up in the summer. In this reading, Lishadi has the same meaning as in the verse from Bamidbar from Numbers 11 and 8. A moist bit, Lishad, baked with oil. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 32, Hebraically verse 9, that reads, "Be thou not as the horse or as the mule that have no understanding, kicking against the goad, or against the bridle, or against his trappings, kicking even when no one comes near to thee, to the eye." An alternative reading is kicking when one pricks thee with a goad, or pulls thee by the bridle, or bedecks thee with his ornament. Another reading in the Yehudi version, "whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, that they come not near the eye." Alatihiyua kususa kafareda ein havin de metega wa resena adyowa libloma balak reba eleka. Be y'all not alatihiyu, be y'all not as the horse, kasus, or as the mule, kafareda, which have no understanding, ein havin, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, be metega wa resena edyowa libaloma, that they come not near to thee, to the eye. Balak rova aleka. Balak rov aleka. Here Balaam, Beit Lamed Mim Balaam, may mean both to curb with the halter, and also Balaam, to kick or strike, to get rid of the halter. The horse when curried or scraped kicks, when padded kicks, when being adorned with his trappings kicks, when fed barley kicks, even when no one is near it, it kicks. Be not like this horse, but take heed to repay the kind with kindness, and to repay the evil with evil. Hear, Psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 32, verse 10, that reads, "Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, many sorrows shall be to the ratchet." Rabima maka ovima la rasha. Many sorrows shall be to la rasha, to the ratchet, to the kufur. Because the wicked la rasha, the ratchet, does not put his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Holy One, blessed be He. But he that trusts in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. But he that trusteth in Jehovah, mercy compasseth him about. With habotayach bayahuah chesed ayeh sober benu. But he that trusteth in Jehovah will have a Yahweh. Mercy, chesed, mercy, compasseth him about. Chesed, yisovevenu. Rav Eliezer said in the name of Rav Abba, even the wretched Harasha who trusts in Jehovah, him, chesed, mercy compasseth about. Wehaboteach bayahua chesed yisovevenu. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, y'all righteous, and sing for joy, all y'all that are upright in heart. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, Hebraically the 11th verse. Simchu b'Yahuwah with Gilu Asadikim with Haraninu Kol Yoshvei Lev. Be glad in Jehovah and rejoice, your righteous. Simchu b'Yahuwah with Gilu Asadikim and shout for joy with Haraninu. All y'all that are upright in heart, call Yoshvei Lev. Rav Berakaya taught the name of Rav Yudan, lest the righteous, the tzaddikim, should say, quote, in this verse we are separated from the company of the upright. Therefore, singing for joy with Harnin is meant for the righteous, the tzaddikim also. For in the next psalm, in the next Mizmor, in Mizmor Lamed Gimel, Lamed Gamel, Psalm 33, Psalm XXXIII, it reads, sing for joy in the Lord, O ye, O y'all righteous. Ranu tzadikim b'Yahuwah, sing for joy in Jehovah, O ye, O y'all righteous. Ranu tzadikim b'Yahuwah. Rav Yehuda bar Rav Shimon, Rav Simon taught that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, within thy body are 248 organs, and in HaTorah, in the Torah, are 248 precepts. If thou, the eye, keepest HaTorah, I shall keep thy body, as it is said even in Psalm 34, Hebraically at verse 21, that reads, He keepeth all his bones. If not one of these precepts is broken, he keepeth all his bones. Not one of them, his precepts, is broken. Shomer kol ha'atzamotayo achata meya chena mehena lo anisha bara. Law nishbara, he keepeth all his bones, if not one of these precepts is broken. Rav Eliezer bar Yaakov taught in the name of Rav Pinchas Phineas ben Jair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, I made the Yetzer Hara'a, the inclination to evil, the Yetzer Hara'a. I made the inclination to evil, the Yetzer Hara. Watch that it bring the eye not to sin, not to uckery. Should it bring the eye to sin, to uckery, take care to repent, to do teshuva, and I shall relieve the eye of thy sin, thy uckery. As is said in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 46 and 4, I have made and I will lift up. I myself would carry will carry and will deliver, and I deliver you from the punishment of Gehenna. Hence, hear, 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 it is said in the opening words of Mizmor Lamed Bey, today's daily psalm. Blessed, happy is he whose transgression is lifted up. Ashreya nisui pesha'a, and whose sin, whose uckery is pardoned. Kesuya
Hebrew,
על זאת היית פלל כל החסיד אליך להיית מצוא רק עלי שטף המים רבים אליי או לא יגיעו אתה סתר לי המצער תצרני עוני יפלית תסובבני
No regrets, no sorrow, no pain, no, no.
Asakilika, we. Oreka, bidarek zutelek, iya itza aleka aiti, ala tihyua kususa kfereda aina havin, bimetega waresen, adyoa livyon, balak rova leka, Rabima makovima la rasha We haboteyach bayhoa Cheseda yesove ben Simchu bayhoa We gilu atzadikim We harninu kola yishrele על זאת היית פלל כל החסיד אליך להיית מצוא רק עלי שטף המים רבים אליי או לא יגיעו אתה סתר לי המצער תצרני עוני יפלית תסובבני
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But we want the next verse with Amarik. But we want the next verse with Amarik.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
መዝሙር 31 በቅንፍ 32 የዳዊት መተላለፉ የቀረችለት ኃጢአቱም የተከደነችለት ምስጉን ነው። እግዚአብሔር በደልን የማይቆጥርበት በመንፈሱም ሽንገላ የሌለበት ሰው ምስጉን ነው። ሁልጊዜ ከመጮሄ የተነሳ ዝም ባልኩ ጊዜ አጥንቶቼ ተበላሽ። በቀንና በሌሊት እጅህ ከብዳብኛለችና እርጥበቴም ለበጋ ትኩሳት ተለወጠ። ኃጢአቴን ላንተ አስታወቅ፣ በደሌንም አልሸፈንክ። ለእግዚአብሔር መተላለፌን እነግራለሁ፣ አንተም የልቤን ኃጢአት ተውህልኝ። ስለዚህ ቅዱስ ሁሉ በምቹ ጊዜ ወደ አንተ ይለምናል፣ ብዙ የጥፋት ውሃም ወደ እርሱ አይቀርብም። አንተ ለእኔ መሸሸጊያዬ ነህ፣ ከጣርም ትጠብቀኛለህ። ከከበቡኝ ታድነኝ ዘንድ ደስታዬ ነህ። አስተምርሃለሁ፣ በምትሄድበት መንገድ እመራሃለሁ። ዓይኖቼን ባንተ ላይ አቀናለሁ፣ ወደ አንተ እንዳይቀርቡ በልባብና በልጓም ውንጫቸውን እንደሚለጉሟቸው ልብ እንደሌላቸው እንደ ፈረስና እንደ በቅሎ አትሁኑ። በኃጢአተኛ ብዙ መቅሰፍት አለበት፣ በእግዚአብሔር የሚታመነውን ግን ምሕረት ይከበዋል። ጻድቃን ሆይ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይበላችሁ፣ ሐሴትም አድርጉ። ልባችሁም የቀና ሁላችሁ እልል በሉ።
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
So here you hear today's daily psalm is Moreh Dawit Salasa'an. So here you hear today's daily psalm is Moreh Dawit Salasa'an Bekinfwist Salasa Hulet. So here in the Royal Amharic here we have the Ge'ez construct. Hold on for one moment. Let me just see if I can get the title right here. Like we say, this is a happiness of the forgiven, just from the Royal Amharic right here at the same time. Let me just see if I could bring this up, brothers and sisters. Give me one moment right here. Psalm 32, scroll here, and the theme here, Bamarinya, Gilit Nuzaze, Gilit, like revealed Nuzaze, like a revealed confession, Gilit Nuzaze, a revealed confession, a revealing confession, right here, today's daily psalm. And this corresponds here from the Hebrew happiness of the forgiven, so we have the title here. Here we're reading from the Mezmore Dawit, the parallel Bible, or the parallel psalms, the Psalms of David and the Gush Dawit, here known in the Ethiopic as the Mezmore Dawit. So the expression Mezmore, Psalm of Dawit, Mezmore Dawit, right, Psalm of David. Bamarinya in the Amharic will say, of Dawit Mezmore. So the word order is a little different sometimes from the Ge'ez to the Amharic. So here the Parallel Bible Version containing in one volume, both 1611 AD, the English KJV, and the Ethiopian King of Kings, the Royal Amharic 1961 AD text, originally published by Moan Besa Zemneged Yehuda, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah has prevailed, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie First, Siyume Xiavi, here the elect of Xiavi, the Sustainer, God, Negusenegez Ze, Ethiopia, King of Kings of Ethiopia. So here, the HIM Bible, the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, KJV, side by side. We have a few introduction, annotation, and some comments and some notes right here from the Special Jubilee printing from 2011. And this psalm is one of them. So we'd like to share that. So here, Mizmor Dawit, the title, Psalm of David. The ancient numbering, Salasa and, Salasa 30 and 1, 30 and 1, 31. So in the ancient numbering, today's daily psalm, that's called Psalm 32, in the ancient, Salasa and. Bekinf, parentheses, Bekinf Wist, in the parentheses, Salasa Hulet. So in His Majesty's Bible, it has like the ancient numbering where appropriate, but then like the parenthesis can help us follow along and compare contrast in the other versions, the later versions. So here, Mizmor Dawit, Salasa An, Bekinf Wist, Salasa Hulet, 32. Ye Dawit, Timherit. Ye Dawit, Timherit. The English, a psalm. You'll see in your Bibles, like psalm will be italicized. Right? The word psalm is not found, as we don't have the word psalm here in the superscription from His Majesty, the King of Kings Bible. Instead, we have Ye Dawit Timherit. So not reading the italicized, it would be of David Maskil. Of David Maskil in the KJV, corresponding to Ye Dawit of David, the well-beloved. Root there is like the love, the word love, wadada, wadada. Ye Dawit of David. Also in the Hebrew, you know, yada di, dod, love. Like, lika dodi, for example, come dodi, my lover, my friend. Also in another context, uncle. But anyway, here we have Ye Dawit of David Timherit, Timherit, Timherit. Timherit is teaching in the Amharic. So give us a Timherit of His Majesty's teaching. So here in His Majesty's Bible, it gives us more of the context, right? And the proper Targum here for how Maskil is being used right here. So Maskil, as we touched on instruction, the sense of instruction and counsel, right? Also from Sakal, to be circumspect, bringing it out here, Ye Dawit Timherit. So here we have a footer here, two footers. I'd like to share this at the outro. The Amharic, Timherit, Timherit, Timherit. The Ethiopic, we call this the Ethiopic Talmud. Why? Because the word Talmud comes from Lamed, Lemed, Lemede, like we have in the Amharic, and it means to learn, to become accustomed. So the operative word Talmud is an operative word for teaching. So this is our Ethiopic teaching here, meaning generally learning, teaching, instruction. So the word Timherit, right? The teaching of His Majesty, learning, instruction, also in a latter-day sense, education. But the root idea, learning, teaching, instruction, implying the Hebrew Torah or the ancient Orit. What is the Orit? It's the Pentateuch, we say, of the Ethiopian Hebrews, of the Beta Israel of Ethiopia. We refer to Torah as the Orit. Second note right here is on Maskil. So based on our studies, you know, we hear different things, you know, this come from Egypt or that's linked with this or that. And this we studied and we give a footnote here connecting Maskil from Gerald Macy, A Book of the Beginning, page 87, where he says, Maskil is a term found in the titles. He says that the Hebrew gives no primary account of the word and is usually derived from sakal, to give instruction or to be circumspect. I think he meant that the English doesn't really give any primary account of the word, because what he does have here is that it's from sakal, which means to give instruction or to be circumspect. He goes on to write, says that this is the Egyptian seker, S-E-K-H-E-R, seker, which means to give counsel and instruct. So finding this, we put this here in our notes here in His Majesty's Bible side by side with the KJV. So the Hebrew, sakal, to give instruction, the ancient metunet, we could say the holy language of ancient Egypt, so to speak, the seker, because remember, the ancient Egyptian, their language is also related to like an Afro-Semitic, right, as the Hebrew, as the Amharic. But the seker means to give counsel and instruct. But then he goes on to write, but such is not the meaning of Maskil. He writes that we find it in the Psalm of David Maskil, to the chief musician Maskil, for the sons of Korah Maskil, to the chief musician upon Machalata Maskil, on Neginot, Binginot Maskil, Maskil of Asaph, Maskil of Heman. In this instance, Maskil is synonymous with a psalm or prayer, which is a cry or a call from the depths, from the deeps, a cry, a call from the depths. Like many of the Psalms, quote, now it will be shown that certain utterances for deliverance found in the Psalms, Gerald Macy writes, are the same as those in, he has the Book of the Dead or the Perut Imheru, coming forth by day. Therefore, we connect Maskil with the Egyptian Meskar, Maskil with Meskar. The Maskil was the prayer or utterance from the depths, from the deeps. So this can be taken literally from like a deep, you're in a pit or something, or it can be taken in the psycho-spiritual sense of from a deep place in consciousness, right, or subconsciousness, a prayer or utterance from the depths. The Kars in ancient Egypt was known as the Kars. The Kars are like the Hades, like the Sheol, like the depths of our, the sub-sub of the subconsciousness when we now look at it in the more scientific, psychological sense. The continual prayers for the sons of Korah uphold the sense here assigned to Maskil. Korah, it said, was fabled to have been swallowed alive by the earth and therefore went down into the depths. And his sons, who did not follow in the ugly ways of their father, his sons, his children, they become choristers and contribute as well because they're Levites, so the thanks and the praise. So get into that a little bit more, but just share that right here. At the outset, we found that particular reference and link linguistically, both in the ancient Egyptian, the Rayan Komet, or the Metuneter, the language of the people, the language of the gods, as well as the Hebrew, to be right and accurate. So we inserted that there in our footnotes. Here, here, here. B'sam'ah, what little men says Kedusa, Ahadu Amlak, in name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one source, Ahadu Amlak. Mezmore Dawit, Salasa An, the Kintwis, Salasa Hulet. Yeh, Dawit, Timheret, Psalm of David, teaching of David, a Psalm of David, Maskil, Kuter And, verse 1. Mentalalafu, yekarechlet, khatiatum, yetekadenechlet, miskuno. The English, blesses he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. If you look at the King James Version without the italicized, blessed he, transgression forgiven, sin covered. Mentalalafu, mentalalafu. Here we have mentalalafu, yekarechlet, khatiatum, yetekadenechlet, miskuno. Mentalalafu. Alefe is like the past. Telalef, like going to and fro. Metalalefu, the idea of transgression or like going beyond in that sense. Metalalefu. In other words, go up to the line, you cross the line. Metalalefu. Yek rechlet. Yek rech. Kere means to remain. Yek rech. She that remains let. That she that remains for him or she that is left behind. Now, here it has a feminine sense. Now, the soul is she, in male and female, according to the Afro-Shemitic, the Ethiopian Hebrew, the linguistics of the language, both the Amharic and the Hebrew. So here we have metalalefu, his transgression, yek rechelet, is left behind, kere, to be left behind. Let me give a quick example. It said in the highlands of Ethiopia, the Israelites of Ethiopia, that when somebody had wronged another person, they would put a stone on their shoulder, and they would go to the wrong party. Now, they're now putting basically their judgment in the wrong person's hand. They could take the stone and stone them, but usually what happens in the holy tradition is that stone, that burden, is taken off of the person's shoulder and put down. That putting down of the stone is like yekere, yekere. You know, if you say to one, yekere, yekere, like let it remain, like leave it behind, in that sense. So the metalalefu yek rechlet, she is left behind, let for him. Chatiatum, chatiat, chatiat in the Amharic, like the chata'a, chatiat, chatiatu, his chatiat. Chatiat comes from the chata, from the is also the ata. Ata mean like to miss, like you miss something, like to miss the mark, or almost like lack something, to miss something, lacking or missing. Chatiatum, his sin or his lacking, his missing, his forfeiture in a more of a legal sense. Chatiatum, his lack, his missing, his uckery. Yete kadenet chilet. Yete kadenet. Kadenet means to cover. From that word kadenet in yete kadenet chilet, she is covered for him. His uckery is covered psychologically in the suke, in the nefesh, and the soul is covered for him. The same word kadenet, cover, we have the kal kidan. Al, word, in Amharic, kidan, a covering. Chatiatum, yete kadenechilet, miskun. Same word we have in the Royal Amharic Psalm for Psalm 1, miskuno, the kafuch, right? Blessed the man, the alheda, the kafuch, men get the alheda. Blessed the man that walketh not in the way of, the evil doer, right? But here the word miskun from amasegana, to praise, from miskana, related to miskana. Miskun is like praise, praiseworthy, right? Praiseworthy is he. This can have a twofold sense, that one who has received such forgiveness and covering for uckery is full of praise, right? And even that one there is also worthy of praise because they were forgiven. So it has a twofold sense. But we'll say praiseworthy is he. Kutaran, metalalefu, yekarechilet, chatiatum, yetekadenechilet, miskun no. Praiseworthy be he, is he. Kutarhulet, verse 2. Exiavia, bedelin, yamai kutarbet, beminfesuma shingela, yelelebeta so miskun no. The English, blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth and putteth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Exiavihar, the sustainer, the good, the excellent av, exiavihar, exiavihar, the sustainer, bedelin, bedel is like wrongdoing. Like, forgive us, you know, our transgression, and the song, not the song, but the Our Father prayer, but bedel is like hurt or wrongdoing. Exiavia bedelin, wrongdoing, yemai koterbet, koterbet comes from the kotere, like to count, to number. Yemai koter, he does not number bet, against him. So his, or the wrongdoing, exiavia does not count, right? Count. In other words, he kind of strikes that off, almost like if you're doing accounting, right? And, you know, you give somebody almost like a break, saving a discount or whatever, you're not going to add that up. So, exiav yabedalin, yemaik otalabet, does not count it, to say input it. But menfesum, menfes is spirit, menfesu his spirit, therein by way of the m, the m at the end, m, the menfesum, right? And in his spirit, his irid, shingala, shingala, shingala. From Shenegele. Shenegele, in an innocent way, a good sense, is like coaxing, cajoling a baby. Oh, cool, 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 cool. Don't be upset. It's going to be all right, little baby. Right? But then in a big people sense, it can be like guile. Right? But men fesum in his spirit, Shenegele, guile, yelele bet, yelele, lele, without, bet, in him. Yelele bet so, in the man, the person, without Shenegele, without guile, but men fesum in his spirit, miskuno, it's praiseworthy. Right? It's praiseworthy. Kutarhulet, verse 2, Exiabia Bedalin, Yamai Kutarbeta, Bemen Fesuma Shengela, Yelilabeta, so, Miskuno. Kutarasaurus, verse 3. Hulgize, ka, men, mechone, mechohe, and digna. Hulgize, hulgize, ka, mechohe, yetanessa, zima baluhulgize, at intochea, tebelashu. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. Hul gize, hul, from hulu, all. Hul, short of hulu, hulu means all. Hul, all, gize, all the time. Hul gize, ka mech ohe, yetanessa, mech ohe, mech ohe, mech oh, mech oh. My shouting, right? My shouting, my roaring in that sense. Ka mech ohe, yetanessa, due to my shouting, my roaring all the day. Zim, zim, silence, ba lehu. Balahu, balahu agize. When I was silent, atintoche, atintot, atintot, atint is bone, atintoche, my bones, tebelashu, my bones like wore out, my bones almost like got spoiled, like wore out, in the sense of becoming old in the KJV sense. Kuter sauce, hulgize, ka mechohe yetanessa, zim, balahu gize, atintoche, tebelashu. Kuter arat, verse 4. The kenana belelit eje, kabdalet. Kabda binyalechina Arut abetim le bega tikusata telowata. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me, upon I. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Beken, ken is day, leilit is night. Bekenina beleilit, in the day and in the night. Bekenina beleilit, by day and by night. Ijih, ijih, the eye male hand. The eye male hand, ijih. Kabda binyalechina. For she was kabada, kabada. She was heavy. She was heavy on me. Kabda bin, against I, lechina, a lechina, she was. Bekenana belelit ije. Day and night, thy male hand. Kabda bin ya lechina. For she was heavy upon me, thy hand, day and night. Arta betem. Arta betem. My moisture lebega. Like for summer, tikusat, the heat of summer, telawat. Arta betem. My moisture, retebe, being like well-wateredness, lebega, for summer, tikusat, the heat of summer, telawet, was turned. Utara arat, the kananabe leilit ije, kabda bin yalechina, retebete, ma lebega, tikusat, telawet, utara amis, verse 5. Khatiatena laanta asatawekuhu, bedelenim ma ala shefenuhu, legziabia metalalafena negralu alu, antem yelibin khatiata. I acknowledged my sin, my lack to the eye, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, my ukri, my lack, Selah. Pause. Chatiate, chatiat, my chatiat, my lack, my ukri, my falling short, my missing the mark. Chatiatein, leante, to ante, to the eye, male, and none other, leante, asa tawekuhu. I will inform, I will cause to know, I will like make known, the sense of acknowledge, I will make it, cause it to be known to the eye, my ukri, my lack. Chatiaten le'anta astawekohu. Bedelein, bedelei, bedelei, my bedel, bedeleinim, and my bedel, my wrongdoing, ala shefennuhu, ala shefennuhu. I will not, in that sense, also the sense of like hide. Right, shefene, like al shefene whom I will not hide my wrongdoing. Le gziavi her to the sustainer, the good, the excellent ab. Metalalefein, my metalalef, metalalefei, my transgression, my going like beyond. Inegralu, I will tell aluhu, alu, aluhu. I have said that I will tell my transgression to the sustainer. Antem, and the eye male, antem, ante, the eye male, antem, ye libain, libe, my heart, ye libain of my heart, chatiat, chatiat, the lack of my heart, Tawihlin. Tawihlin. You cause to like leave, cause it to be left in that sense for I, you know, on my behalf. Ut al amis, verse 5 again. Khatiatin la anta astawakuhu. Bedelenem ala shafenuhu. Leg ziabia metalafin and negralu azo. Antem, he libin khatiat, tawihlin. Kutar sidis, verse 6. Silazi kedus hulua. Bemichu gize. Wada ante yilemnal. Vizua yetafata wahama wada rsu ai kerbim. For this shall everyone that is godly pray to thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the flood of great waters they shall not come nigh near to the eye. Silezi, sile because of is zi, because of this, or therefore, for this, because of this, therefore. Silezi, kedus, holy, hulu, all holy, bemitchu gize, in a convenient time, in a convenient time. Silezia kedus hulua bemitchu gize, wada ante, wada towards ante, towards the eye, male and none other. Yilemnal, yilemnal, will beseech. Wada ante, yilemnal, will beseech, will supplicate to the eye. Bizu, naf naf, yet tefat, tefat, destruction. Wucha, water, yet tefat, wucha, waters of destruction. Bizu, yet tefat, wucham, and much, enough water of destruction. Wada arsu, towards him. Wada arsu, aikarbim. Aikarbim will not come nigh to him. Silezi kedus hulu bemitchu gize wada ante yilemna. Bizu yetefat wuchama wada arsu aikarbim. Uter sabat, verse 7. Ante lene meshashigia yein. Kutarima tit epkenyale. Ka kababunya tadnein zena destaye ne. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou, the eye, shall compass I about with songs of deliverance, of thy deliverance. Selah. Ante the eye male le inne inne I lene for I ante the eye lene meshashegiyaye my meshashegiya the place I flee to say like my hiding place ante lene meshashegiyaye ne meshashegiyaye my hiding place ne the I be ante lene meshashegiyaye ne cut arim tar tar like trouble like tight constricting situation cut arim tit el kenyale you will. The I, speaking directly to he, you will keep I, you will preserve I, katarim, from trouble, katarima titab kenyale, ka kababun, kababe, to encircle, ka kababun, they who encircle that which they are that encircle I, ka kababun, tadineng, tadineng, to save, to make I dehna, tadineng zen, so as to make I dehna, ka kababun, from that which surrounds I, destaye, desita, desita, happiness, joy, destaye, my happiness, ne, the I be, destaye, ne, the I be, my happiness. Ante lene, meshashigaye, ne, kat arim tetep kenyale, kakababunya, tadeneng zen, destaye, ne, utera cement. Verse 8. Astemir hallo, bemita he de betima menged imirahalo, ainochin, be ante lai, atenalo. I will instruct thee and teach thee I in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. As temir, to teach, as temirih, to teach the eye male, alo, I will. As temirih, halo, I will teach the eye. Be mitahe de betim, in the way to go, in, or in that which you go, like where you go, and you're going. Be mitahe de betim, menget, in the way that you go. Imerah, alo, imerahalo. I will guide the eye. I know chain. Here in the plural sense, mine eyes. I know chain. The antelai atenalo will guide the eye. It's almost like studied on the eye. As temerahalo. Bemitahed betim menged merahalo. I know chain. The antelai atenalo. Kutar zetain. Verse 9. Right here. What ante and I karvu. Bel babina bel guama. Gunachacho win and demia le guamuacho. Live in the lilacho. In the Faresina, in the Beklo, Atuhunu. Be y'all not as the horse or as the mule that have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near to the eye. Wada ante, towards the eye, and dike arbu. As they don't come, right, so that they don't come, Bel babina bel guam. Here we have like the bit and the bridle, right, gunchacha wind, their cheeks. In the me leguemu acho, like bridle their cheeks bridle with bit, you know, and bridle. Lib heart in the lelacho as those that don't have heart, in the feres like a horse, and not in the beklo, and as a mule in the beklo, atuhunu, atuhunu, don't y'all be. What antendai karvu, belababna belguam, gunchacho win in the mia legumuacho, live in the lelacho, in the feresna, in the beklo, atuhunu, kutaraser, verse 10. Behat yatenya bizua mekasafita alveta, begziavia yamia tamino win, gin, mihereta ye kababewal. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, the wretched, but he that trusteth in the sustainer, Xiavia, mercy shall compass him about. Bechat yatenya, in the upon the, on the chat yatenya, the sin of the ukka, the lacquer, bizu, nuff, nuff, mek sefit, like chastisements, mek sefit, allebet will be upon. Bechat yatenya, bizu, mek sefit, allebet, many sorrows will be upon the ukka, the sin of the lacquer. Be Xiavia, and Xiavia, yemia tamino win. In Xavier, the one who tamene, ras taman, tamen, amene, to trust, tamene, the one who trusts, yamiya tamene win, those who trust by Xavier, the trusters in Xavier again. However, the trusters in Xavier, mehiret, mercy, ye kabibawal, will encircle, like encompass, will encircle. Kutarasara and, tzarikan hoi, O righteous, be Xavier desibalachu, hasetima adurgu, lebachuhum, yekena hulachuhum, elil belu. Be glad in Xiavihar and sustain and rejoice, ye all righteous, and shout for joy, all ye, all y'all that are upright in heart. Tzadikan. Tzadikan is the righteous, the tzadik, tzadik, righteous ones, tzadikan, righteous ones. Tzadikan hoy, O ye, O y'all righteous ones. Beg Xiavihar in the sustainer. Beg Xiavihar. Des, des, happiness. Ye belachu. Be happy. Desibalachu. All y'all be happy. Speaking to you all. Y'all. Desibalachu. Hasetim adrugu. Adrugu. Hasetim and rejoice and do the sacred rejoicing. Lebachuhum. Y'all heart. So live is heart. Lebachu. Lebachu. Lebachuhum. And your heart. So all of I and I, all the item having one heart, one love, one heart. And your heart. Yekena. Kena. Upright. Yekena. Hulachuhum. Yekena, being upright, hulachuhum, all of your heart, be upright. Ilil, belu, ilil, the halel here in the Royal Amharic, the ilil, 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 the ililta, hallelujah, the ilil, ilil, belu, here brings a sense of shouting for joy, the ililta, ilil, 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 do the ililta, do the rejoicing, do the exaltation, kutarasaran, sarikan hoi, the exiavi, desibalachu, hasetim, adrugu. Lebachuhum, yekena, hulachuhum, ilil, belu, ilil, ilil, joy, joy, decides to say the hallelujah. Right here, 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 on the outro right here, we only have a couple of moments right here, just go through this in the English, build up on this a little bit more, brothers and sisters, Shabbat shalom, Senbet salam.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom. Yes, and hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Elil, elil, belu.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Glad. Rastafari,
jump!
Rastafari,
jump!
Rastafari.
Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, Xavier, you
let them miss it, Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel, exhibit, massacre, and Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Thanks, Yahweh, here you may scan, Baruch Hashem,
hallelujah.
Yeah. here for the outro for this TJIF here in Anushana, Anushamester here, beginning with the first Torah reading and feeding, Bereishith here for the
Hashem
outro.
Av, Wahabein, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Lloyd's Bauer clocked up. Hell and heaven here, beginning with the Reishi for Genesis. Yes, I have a good Shabbat.
Holy Bible, the King James Version, the first book of Moses, called Genesis, chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called the sea. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beast of the earth after his kind. and it was so. God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he them. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. So. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day, 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 the sixth day. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because within it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heaven, 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 the earth.
When you are away,